Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated, visit myspecialmortgage.com. That's myspecialmortgage.com.
It's football at four with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
I just got to run over my guy. Yeah, I just got to run straight, don't put him on the back, and just get a sack. You know, my job, it's not like I'm a receiver. You know, it's not like I got to, you know, break a disc route and, you know, catch the ball. I just got to get there. You know, I just got to get there. And it's something that I haven't been doing well over the last couple of weeks. I haven't been playing the run well. I haven't been rushing the passer well over the last couple of weeks. And, you know, I can fix that. You know, I like living in the world where it's me. And it's, the problem is me, because I can, that's the quickest way to fix it. It's me. So that's the type of world that I live in. And, that's why I'm going into the game. I'm going in the game trying to, you know, fix those issues.
I love that everybody can fix things. Joel says we can fix it. Elway says we can fix it. BJ says we can fix it. Vaughn says we can fix it. If you can fix it, why is it broken in the first place? But anyways.
We got it handed to us last week. We got it handed to us last week. They outcoached us, period. I'm not backing down off of that. But I'm telling you that we should have beat the Kansas City Chiefs here in Denver.
Yeah, but we should also say we should have lost to the Oakland Raiders.
Why?
Because we were down by 10 points in the fourth quarter.
But everything that we did was executed perfectly by us.
I'm just saying, if you're playing that game, you can play it the other way.
No, I'm saying that
we were losing to the Seattle Seahawks in the fourth quarter.
But we executed. We executed. But when you see schematic problems, then there's no execution that can happen because you've been beat by the system.
All right, what did you want to get into here? Did you forget what we teased? Big Sexy, what did we tease going into
break? I felt like we already did. We already teased it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we can just go on to the script and
let's get back to the script.
Yeah, we get back to the script. So we were off because of the NLDS last week. And therefore, Thursday and Friday, we were off. But usually we do this every quarter, but this is after five games. So we could do it for five games, or we can do it for four. What do you want to do?
I don't care. What do you want? Oh,
I was upset about robocalls.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Did I get any help on the text line? Anybody with any good information? This is the most frustrating thing in the world, is robocall stuff.
No Mo Robo.
Javier says,
are you on the air or not? Is you on the air?
Okay. No Mo Robo.
Thank you. Thank you, Strawberry Man.
What would you give the offense in that first quarter of the season?
C-. The offense is points per game, 27th in the league. Let's start there. And it does not matter if you have the third best rushing attack. And it does not matter if you run more, if you can only score 20 points a game. That is a C-. The only reason it's not a D or an F is you did win two games. You are terrible in the red zone. Below average. You're 27th in the league in red zone, and you're 26th in third down. C- is generous. You've thrown more interceptions than touchdowns. You're one of the worst offenses in the league. C-, and that's generous. What's your grade?
I am going to give the offense a D.
All right. Sure. I'll give them a D, too.
I'll give them a D.
For probably all the same reasons I listed.
No doubt about it. D-Mac, there's something that is something's wrong right now with the offense. And I think it really is lack of continuity. And you get that when you get holding calls, you get drop passes, you get offensive pass interference. That was a bad call last week on Courtland Sutton. Okay, that was a bad call on Courtland Sutton. He was in the 5-yard contact zone, and they called him on an offensive pass interference. But they did call it. Took away a 46-yard play. Bad call. I mean, in the NFL, that's a bad call.
All right, next.
The defense.
First or you? You want me to go first?
Yeah, please.
You get a C. Because you won two games. And you played hard against the Chiefs and kept them way under their scoring average. And you gave your offense a chance on a simple pat-and-go throw from Keenum to DT that should have won the game. So you don't win the game. You don't get an A if you don't win the game. But you got a nice little score there. But because of your lack of heart, will, and effort, because of how unbelievably you were as a unit in terms of your softness against the New York Jets, you got an F- for that. So you grade slightly better than the offense with a C. Al?
The mark of a good defense, really, it's about how do you compete? How do you play the game offensively? Do you give other people a hard time by confusing them, making them do things that they don't want to do? Do you take away their best part of what they're doing and make it a negative? For that, I'm giving the defense a D.
Okay. They're even tougher than I am.
They do not make teams left-handed. That's what a good defense usually does to an offense. And in particular, Derek Carr and what they did against us was just, I mean, how we won that game, I don't know. I mean, we were talking about a third and two play where the fullback was wide open in a flat, dropped the football.
Yeah, right.
I mean, think about that.
Right.
Derek Carr had his way with us. The Jets had their way with us. We got the win, but my goodness, it does not. I mean, Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes had his way with us. So I'm going to tell you that I'm going to give the defense a D as well.
Okay. Special teams?
I'm giving them an A. I'm giving them an A.
You can't give them an A.
I'm giving them an A.
They fired their punter, dude. You can't give them an A.
The punter was a problem. And
you just can't give them an A.
Because they fired the punter.
You can give them whatever else they want, but you can't give them an A. They get an F for punting. You can give McManus an A. You can give Kreider an A. But you cannot give the overall special teams an A.
So
when
much
they
better
have to
than
fire.
Last year.
Fine.
So much better.
Fine.
I mean, we are
but you just can't
light
give them,
years
but fine.
Ahead of where
Agreed.
We were last year.
But you cannot give them an A. You can give them anything but an A. Because McManus is perfect and Kreider is perfect. And you have not fumbled any punts. You've caught all your punts.
I'm giving them an A. I mean,
you
it was one return.
You can't do it, dude. You have a F as a punter. You fired your punter.
The punter averaged 44.1.
Dude, the punter was costing you games when you needed him the most. You just can't give them an A. You can't give them an A. They
can
fired
them,
their punter.
Can I give them a B plus?
They get a B for me.
Oh, my goodness, dude. Come on, man. Compared to last year?
Dude, compared to last year, they're on the Mount Rushmore. I'll give them a B. You give them a B+. He just cannot give them an A when they fired their punter.
Right. Okay. All right. So I give them a B+, but I am so, so incredibly proud of our special teams unit, man.
Oh, my Lord.
What?
Why? Because they catch a punt and they don't turn it over?
Well, I mean, but we've been so
right,
much better than last
Can I give
year.
You
I
this?
Mean, I mean, this
okay.
is like a night
hey,
and day.
Hey, I'll give you this. I'll give you this. McMahon, the special teams coach.
Yes.
Star. Best coach they have on the team. I'll give you that. How about that one?
You know what? I'm gonna agree with that.
That dude's had his act together from the jump. He commands things in a professional manner. He's got the respect of everybody, and he has a strategic way to approach everything he does. It's not his fault that his punter, he and as soon as he realized there was an issue with the punter, he brought in his guy. Colby Wadman is his guy. He had nothing to do with Marquette King. And as soon as he knew it was an issue, he had a guy to replace him. So if this new punter falls apart, you can blame McMahon. But so far, there's nothing to blame.
Well, you got one return back to the, you know, gave up 3 points. I mean, the defense stiffened up, but that was, I don't know if you can put that on punter, but he outkicked his coverage.
Dude hit the ball 57 yards. You got to make
that's outkicking your coverage.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm just letting you know.
You got to cover a punt. The Broncos couldn't tackle. They had no heart. They had no will. They had no determination.
Maybe they were just sleep.
They had no grit. They were embarrassing against the Jets.
But dude, you do love our new special teams approach right now.
Oh, now I do that. You got rid of Marquette King. Yeah. And I love McManus. I love Casey Kreider. I mean, that's the heart of your special teams, your three specialists. Any moronic group of idiots can cover kicks. We got to take a break. So what for overall grade? You got two D's and a B plus?
We got to use our math.
No, we don't.
So it's
just give him an overall grade.
I would say that this is C minus.
They're a below average team. That is the freaking truth. And if they have any heart, they'll step up on Sunday. This is the drive.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage Special Circumstance Lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web, 303-790-2222. The phone number, SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
You're listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3, The Fan.
We'll go into a detailed preview of the Avalanche at the Sabres. And there you go. Let's go to Kim. Hi, Kim. You're on The Fan. What's up, Kim?
Hey, Ellen D. Mack. If it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't have won fantasy football for 3 years
anymore. Nice. Way to go, Kim.
Hey, I'm glad to be here. I just want to make a point. You know, I blame John for some of this stuff. I think he's not staying in his lane and doing GM stuff. If he wanted to be a coach, he should have been a coach. I think he's not giving VJ enough room to learn how to do offense. The game plans are reactive. They're not proactive. There's not a forward momentum, no drive. But then John needs to back up and back away a little bit and let the Broncos and the coaching staff find their new identity. And he's not.
How so? How's he getting in the way?
I think he's all about the short game. And we know in Denver, that's his personality. He's all about the short game. And I think the coaches are too busy trying to keep their jobs. He's not backing off and letting them grow.
Right. Thank you, Kim. I appreciate it. That's a pretty interesting comment. I've said that.
That's a great phone call.
Oh.
That's a great phone call. Because let's just. Now we know for sure, okay, Vance Joseph didn't hire Mike McCoy.
Okay.
We can assume that, right, because certainly he would have not been allowed to fire him if he would have hired him.
Okay.
Was Joe Woods also handed to Vance Joseph?
I have no idea why Joe Woods still has the job.
I'm just saying, but was he handed to Vance Joseph as the defensive coordinator?
Don't know.
Because he was here with Wade?
He certainly didn't have a deep relationship with Vance.
I don't know if y'all remember this or not, but when Joe Woods was hired on by Gary Kubiak, Kubiak actually said his good friend in the business, Vance Joseph, was the one that recommended Joe Woods for that position.
Okay.
So there's the close that circle right there on how Joe Woods got brought into the organization.
Yeah, but I mean, your argument here, listen, man, we've been through this. We said you've had a year, you fired whoever you wanted to.
Yeah,
everybody on your coaching staff is, you know everything about it.
These are your guys now.
These are your guys. There's no more excuses. But again, I look at this team, Kim and everybody else. I don't think Vince Lombardi or Vic Lombardi could coach this team. I mean, Vic would have a better shot now than Vince for logical reasons. But in all honesty, you have to play Bradley Roby, and he's terrible because you don't have any other options.
Let me ask you this real quick.
And by the way, this rookie class, this ballyhooed rookie class, if it wasn't for Philip Lindsay, who you were lucky to get. He had offers from everybody else. Thank God he went to grew up in Aurora.
Let me ask you this.
If it wasn't for Philip Lindsay, you'd have nothing on this rookie class.
This the way that this team has been put together, assembled.
Yeah.
It feels like there was no real master plan. Shouldn't
I agree.
Shouldn't Langley be the guy this year?
That's right.
I mean, Langley is a third-round draft pick. He's the corner.
That's right.
That was drafted.
Everybody who's salivating about Josie Jewell, that was Brendan Langley. Yes, you're right.
So Langley is a cornerback that is on our practice squad now, right?
I don't know where
been released. Yeah. He's on our practice squad.
Okay.
Shouldn't he be really the guy instead of Adam Jones and
yes.
Tremaine Brock?
Yes.
In year number two?
Yes.
The draft has been not kind to us. The draft has not been kind to us.
Yeah, the
coaching staff feels like it was put together and Vance Joseph was made the head coach. Now, maybe Joe Woods and Vance Joseph have a great relationship, but to win in this league, you don't necessarily need a great relationship.
I'm going to tell you this.
You need people who are real experts at breaking things down. Forget about friendships. You need people who are on top of their game. Like, let me tell you something. Just being totally honest. If I had one of my friends that was sitting in that chair over there
mm-hmm.
where you're sitting and I felt like the show didn't have the same pizzazz or it wasn't going in the right direction, I'd have to ask my friend to stop doing the show and go do something else.
I've had that same sort of experience.
So I don't, you know, and all of my friends, I mean, we're getting to positions of management, and a bunch of my friends are owners of business. Everything they do is serious. Like, this is serious. Like, I can't look, man, you know, if you recommend me somebody, you know, you bet, you know, make sure that they are qualified to do the work. There are no friends and family entering into this business unless they're highly qualified.
Al, you set me up perfectly. It's got to get a little uncomfortable, and you can't just have your friends around. So in the very nicest of possible ways to say it, you need different voices in there with Elway. And it's time to just move Matt Russell. I got it. I'm not saying bad things about Matt, but it's just too comfortable these days. And you just got to move away. You just got to, it's just time.
I don't know what it is, D-Mac, but
just
I mean,
time.
At this point, at this stage, though, without having guys like Langley play, then Roby plays. Because, you know,
Al, but we're talking about
we're missing. Well,
Al,
we
the
missed,
biggest,
we,
the most significant
missed,
change,
man.
The
we
most
missed so badly on
Al,
our draft
right.
picks.
The
we
most significant
so
change can't be Max Garcia for Connor McGovern. That cannot be the most significant change.
Is that the change?
It's what it looking like. It's
what about
it's,
Bowles?
That's not even in the realm of conversation. It's
Why?
Not happening. I don't know. Why don't you ask fans? Why don't you ask John Elway?
This dude, man.
I mean,
you know,
seriously, like, Al.
Know,
why don't
I'm just letting you know as a football player. I'm just talking as a football player here. Okay, no personal beefs or gripes with any other players on the team. I don't know. I don't know in what organization and what offensive line coach would be okay with the things that Bowles does game in and game out.
I don't think they are.
Well, then, how can you play him then?
Because he's a first-round draft choice.
Not good enough. Not good enough.
So right. What are you going to
so
do?
So was Paxton Lynch.
I know. That's how bad he was.
So you can't play. If a guy can't play, then he just can't play.
Well, then you've got
his
Elijah
technique,
Wilkinson.
He's got
choices.
He's
got
to go and get his technique right. But that's why I told you you shouldn't have drafted him at 25 years old with only playing college football at a division power at a power conference for only 1 year.
Can I tell you something?
It never made sense to draft that guy with your first round draft pick who had no real experience playing against top level defensive lineman, and now it shows up every single game day. And the things that he does, if you're a real football fan and you know what you're watching, it's got to just tick you off at the highest
level. All right, so like say Alfred, say it.
Every damn
say
week,
it.
Every week.
Say it. John's going to make changes in the personnel department. And
you got to sit that guy down. You got to sit him down.
Dude.
Just got to sit him down.
You can't say one thing and not look at the cause of it. You can't say this is terribly wrong and then not recognize what the cause of it was in the first place. It's not fair.
It's been a lot of years of missing on draft picks.
So it's enough.
A lot of years.
It's enough of having the friend, the nepotism friend situation. It's probably time to move on from Gary Kubiak too. I mean, what good has Gary done this year? Seriously, what has he helped?
I don't know. But
what has he done?
But a win changes everything. But I'm telling you,
No, it doesn't.
Look, if we go on a five game win streak,
a five game win streak does. Yes.
Hold on. If we go on a five game win streak, you won't have this conversation about the coaches. I'm talking about the players that are on the field.
Well, how'd they get there?
You know how are you allowing this to happen?
How did they get there? How Garrett
Bowles get
there?
I don't care where he was drafted. I don't care where he's from. I don't care about
this. This is the drive on the fan.
Let's get it done.
Todd. Hi, Todd. You're on the fan.
Hey, how you doing?
Super. Never better. I think we're particularly funny today.
Yeah, you've been a little moody today, D-Mac.
Yeah, but I think it's you know, it's fun. Being grouchy is kind of fun. You know, it's fun to listen
it's
to.
It's gray outside. Yeah, gray outside. A little cold.
Yeah. You want to listen to the Captain Sunshine show, the state-sponsored radio is down the dial.
Right on. Hey, I just wanted to reflect back on the draft day with Bowles and him carrying his infant child up on the stage, yelling into his ear as loudly as humanly possible.
Right.
And at that moment, I realized that man had no awareness of
right.
what was going on around him and that he was a huge potential for a bust.
Yeah, and I was critical of that during camp when he brought his kid like to the middle of a press scrum. And everybody thought I was just a big jerk because I wasn't ripping on the kid. I'm ripping on just what you said, his sense of appropriateness and his sense of
lack of awareness.
Yeah, lack of awareness. That's very well said, Todd. I agree.
And I would go back to one more thing. I'm a lifelong Cleveland Browns fan, and I know that that's a laughing joke and all this, that, and the other, but whoever is in charge of the Denver draft, if you look at the past 2 to 3 years,
yeah,
it has been Browns-like.
That's a good call.
Before, pre-John Dorsey. Because John Dorsey crushed it this year.
Yeah.
Crushed it.
We're on the way back up now, it looks like. But if you look at picking a defensive lineman with the fifth pick, when you signed a quarterback for 2 years.
Tell me about it. Oh, my God, Todd.
That set your franchise back 6 years. And I hate to say it because I live here now. And I want to see a winner. But I don't see it happening anytime soon.
Well, Todd, you realize I did scream about, thank you, Todd, for literally months. Literally, I was derided on this station by everybody, and then people were like throwing things at me at draft night when I said what a horrible pick it was, and everybody was screaming chub, chub, chub in my face. And I said repeatedly, this has nothing to do with Bradley Chubb. It's got to do with the Broncos process. And everybody said, oh, see, D-Mac, they didn't talk to him and they still drafted him. You don't have to talk to him. I said, yeah, that's a sign of a broken process. What business in the world would spend so much capital on somebody and not interview them? It's absurd. Hey, you were wrong, D-Mac. They did it. Yeah, because I didn't think they were complete idiots. I didn't think I didn't think there was an organization in the world that wouldn't simply interview somebody that they were going to hire for such a lot of capital. I didn't think it could exist, but no, I was definitely wrong, because here we are. And this has nothing to do with Bradley Chubb. I said, this reeks of the DeMarcus Walker situation where he plays one position and you bring him in for something else, and it's a confusing situation.
He's playing outside linebacker. Now this year he's back to defensive line. He lost a year of real football.
DeMarcus Walker.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been benched for all five games. And I was told, the depth on the defensive line is so great, he just can't get on the field. Defense, Denver Broncos, rushing yards per game, 30th in the league.
What were they last week? The week before this Jets game?
I don't know. Right now they're 30th, and he can't get on the field. A second-round pick.
Well, that meant, well, you cut, when you say that, though, a second-round pick for your defensive tackle.
For the 30th-rated pass.
And a third-round pick for a cornerback who's not playing.
Yeah, DeMarcus Walker, whose fault is that really? I mean,
I feel bad for DeMarcus Walker.
The type of role that they asked him to play last year, and then halfway through the year, they realized they screwed up with him. And then he had to put all this weight back on.
It's ridiculous. And we're so talented. I feel bad for Derek Wolfe. I feel bad for DeMarcus Walker. I feel bad for the coaches. It's not their fault.
Wow. We are 30th.
You want to make a change, John Elway?
Ooh-hoo-hoo.
Tell Matt Russell it's been nice. Tell Gary Kubiak back to the ranch, and let's start over. Immediately.
We give up 5.2 yards a rush.
Stop pointing fingers
now
at coaches for bad personnel decisions. Start looking at the personnel department. Go back to the job that you were hired for, grand poobah of football, and get a real football guy in there. You had one, by the way, Brian Sanders. You fired him.
The Broncos have given up the longest rush play from scrimmage
this
year.
By the way, guess who Brian Sanders works for, everybody?
The Rams.
This is The Drive on The Fan.
It's The Drive with Big Alan Dmac on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
All right, earlier today, what's happening out there is that the scapegoat is going to be Connor McGovern. So despite being the third-rated guard in the league, according to Pro Football Focus, it's his fault.
We've got both guys working at the moment, you know, and we'll see who starts. But we got both guys at right guard working right now.
That's Garcia and McGovern. So they're open about that, you know, like that's something. Here's VJ about Garrett Bowles.
No, I am. You know, he practiced pretty full yesterday. He was back today. He's a fast healer. And we'll see how the week goes. But right now, he's looking like he's going to play.
He is a fast healer. He's on a cart. He's on a cart one day and he's playing the next day. He's amazing. He's super fast. One day he's got a broken leg and, you know, he's giving thumbs up, you know, as he's being carted off. The next day he's back. It's incredible. It's like got magic fairy dust. So here again, here's Bill Musgrave about McGovern and Garcia.
Well, both of those guys are really practicing well. We know Connor had a super training camp, and Max did too, but there's only five spots. So Connor's been starting, but Max is going to get some time. But we still, of course, need Connor in there too because he's a terrific, terrific football player.
All right, so that's a battle. What about left tackle?
Yep, we're always trying to help those matchups and things like that. So Garrett had the one penalty, but he did some good things too. So Garrett's continuing to grow as a player. Let's just keep making strides with him and everybody.
So that's the narrative, Al.
He's a fast healer. I wonder, was that a dig at Bowles? I wonder quietly, was that a dig at Bowles? He's a fast healer.
He's on the cart, and then halfway after getting, you know, carted off the field, I feel fine.
In training camp, remember he got
Oh, man, it was over. I was like, oof. Oh, I'm on the cart. Oh,
back in practice tomorrow.
Help me get back to the room. Oh, I'm okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, some of those injuries that he's experiencing, those things you learn to deal with when you play big-time college football.
Hey, man, at least Garrett Bowles showed up for practice. Not only did he heal quickly, he made it back to work. I mean, come on.
Your favorite website, Pro Football Focus, has him as the 33rd tackle.
Yeah, I love that Pro Football Focus website. How many tackles are there?
36.
No, there's got to be.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, wait. Is he the 33rd? Wait, hold on. Is he the 33rd left tackle, or are they doing right tackles and left tackles together?
I think they had to do both.
That might just be left tackles.
You think so?
You know, they're pretty specific there with good old guys. Maybe you can help us out. Is that all tackles? Because there's technically 64 starting tackles. Are you sure he would be rated that high?
You saw what the Giants did?
With Eric Flowers?
Cut their top 10 pick tackle.
Yeah, why'd they do that?
He couldn't play.
Well, he must have been playing right tackle then, because I know...
play Nate, left tackle, play right.
Well, Nate's got to be the starting left tackle there.
Yep.
So he was the starting right tackle, and then
he
just...
was the left tackle. Then it didn't work. They moved to the right tackle. Right tackle didn't work. Get Solder in here. Boom.
Okay. Boom goes the dynamite. Well, they've been great there in Giants land. They really know what they're doing. That's another, hey, man, that's another team. And as good as Saquon Barkley is, and that dude is awesome.
He is good.
When you need a quarterback, you need a quarterback. The end. When you need a quarterback, there's, I mean, you must feel like a fool as a Giants fan right now. Now, for the Giants' sake, because they're going to be so bad again, you know, it's a nice combination to have a developing quarterback and a running back, right, Al? I mean, that combination is very, very strong.
That's nice. The Rams, the Rams proposition.
That's right. So they're just doing it backwards, because they'll have a top two pick again, the Giants will. So they probably will, you know, be able to do it eventually.
Oh, you think that they are going to lose 12 games?
Who are they going to beat?
They're going to beat the Eagles this weekend.
Let's go to, I don't know, Mike. Mike, you're on the fan. Hi, Mike.
It's like you're banging your head against the wall long enough, and it's easy to get frustrated. I have a comment and then a question.
Yes.
I agree. D-Mac, you summarized it perfectly, and Al, you have too. I mean, these are all decisions that Elway and the staff there have made, and now the coaches are all paying for it, and I'm just tired of it. My question,
yep.
I was yelling at the TV last weekend, I don't know why we would play any down without a running back in the backfield. To me, it makes, if that's your best bet, why would you ever show, hey, we're going to pass? Keep, even if it's 3rd and 8, there should be a running back in the backfield and have 2 wideouts, and I don't know.
Dude, that's like, thank you, Mike. I inherently agree with you, but... No, I mean, there's all sorts of scenarios where you could have an empty backfield. That's
not
a...
Not with Bowles playing left tackle.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I'm just like, I'm not trying to be funny here. I'm just telling you.
I hear you.
You know, it...
There's a reason
he's already cost us big yardage plays.
There is a reason why you walked off the show when he was drafted. Now, don't forget, in that draft, I hope you will not forget, it's not that I love Garrett Bowles, it's just that that's what I thought they were going to do. Right? You understand the difference, right?
But I was like, Rams check all the way. There's not even a question about who should play.
You are correct.
You're taking a Wisconsin left tackle who, you know, if there's only two groups of people that Wisconsin get it right, and this is a Barry Alvarez kind of deal, okay? They get defensive linemen, and they get offensive linemen right at Wisconsin. If there is a good one there, then he may be great. And you chose a guy that played 1 year of college football at Utah, and his biggest moment was a blindside hit on a guy on a reverse. That was his highlight.
Hey, don't forget, by the way, you know, McGlinchey was out there this year, as was Quentin Nelson. I mean, if you weren't... Anyways.
Yeah, McGlinchey would have been... I would have been okay with McGlinchey.
I mean, you had other options.
Is he playing right now? Is he playing?
Yeah, of course he is. Jeez. Donnie, sorry. Golly, my eyes. Donnie, you're on the fan. What's up, Donnie?
Hey, guys, I got a question here. Who ultimately is responsible for the integrity of this offensive line, and at what point is it going to be taken care of?
What do you mean integrity? I don't even know what that means.
The leader?
the overall structure. I mean, we've had a bottom five tier offensive line for the past 6 years. We've had three failed draft picks, and we've made maybe four mediocre.
Well, John Elway, twice. John Elway, and Matt Russell.
And I mean, at what point is it going to be? Is it going to be solved? It's been 6 years. Does it really take that long to build up an offensive line?
I just hope the day that they fire an assistant coach, they fire somebody in personnel as well. If one of these coaches have to be scapegoated, then you better point the finger at somebody in personnel as well. The day that Joe Woods is escorted out with a cardboard box, Matt Russell better be close behind him. You better be accountable for everything that you put together here. Now prove us wrong and go beat the Rams. Prove us wrong.
That'd be a great day. I'm
this
actually going
be,
to that game.
Really?
I am.
What box are you in?
Because
it is going to be 29 and snowing.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Al's going to be caught in section 102.
Yeah, right. Only if section 102 is glassed in with private parking. Make sure you just, when something goes well, just rattle your jewelry at the team. Jerome, you're on the fan. Hi, Jerome.
Hey, fellas. Just wanted to get your quick take on something. I'm just so sick of hearing holding 72 offense, 10-yard penalty, repeat first down. What do you guys think of, since we keep bombing these first-round draft picks, what do you guys think of just trading the first rounder for a legit left tackle?
Not much, because unfortunately
nobody's going to give up a good left tackle.
That's right. Nobody gives them up, and the tackles that do become available, Jerome, tend to be, you know, broken like Jared Beldeer.
It's very rare that you get a guy like Nate Solder in free agency, but Nate wrote something in his contract that let him become a free agent.
He
signed a shorter deal with the Patriots with the
very unusual
option.
They couldn't franchise him.
That the Patriots could not franchise him.
He had that in his contract.
It was in the contract.
Yeah.
He signed a shorter deal and said the Patriots cannot franchise him at the end of the year.
So unusual.
And they went for it, and sure enough, the highest paid left tackle in the NFL now.
Yep.
You don't get those guys like
no.
You don't get those guys.
You got to
like
draft them. You got to draft them, and
you got to develop them.
Yeah. It's
give them a system that they can operate.
You see what we're doing at right tackle, because we couldn't, basically because we drafted Tyson Brailoe and he didn't work out. Unfortunately, it was mostly because of injury reasons, but that was the plan, and it wasn't a bad plan. Ty was, a second-round pick? It just didn't work out, and the problem has been replacing that right tackle. Donald Stevenson, terrible. Menelik Watson, terrible. Jared Beldeer, hurt. Seems like a nice guy. Mountain of a man, hurt. And not all that mobile either, by the way.
But when healthy, he can play.
When healthy, a lot of people can play.
Yeah, true.
Now you have Garrett Bowles, who's terrible and hurt. That's a fun combo. Mark Schlereth has been, it's crazy. I think Mark's actually been tougher on Garrett Bowles than you. But Mark has a solution. This is it.
It's your daily exclamation mark with Mark Schlereth, brought to you by Shomp BMW.
Here's my question. Why is it okay to throw four straight incompletions and keep throwing incompletions? Why is that okay, but it's not okay to run the ball two straight times? I don't understand that. Why can't you run in a loaded box? Why? I understand that the numbers aren't always perfect, but to me, it has value. I know this about your football team. This is something I know for sure. Just based on last year and based on this year, if you throw it 50 times a game, you're going to get your ass kicked. I know that to be fact. I don't have to look at the numbers. I remember the games. So all I'm saying is find a way. I understand the numbers don't always match up, but find a way to reverse those numbers. Find a way. Maybe you should go into the game with a certain number of runs that you're going to call, regardless. Maybe you should go into a game plan knowing that against this style of eight-man box, we're either going to run two or away from the eighth man, and we're going to find some favorable matchups or some favorable plays to get us on the edge or to exploit that eight-man box or to scramble that safety's brains and then test him one-on-one in a coverage situation. And I know this about this particular football team. You get into a shootout with the Rams, you will lose by 21. I promise you that. Go ahead and throw it 50 times. You'll lose by 20-plus against this football team. So I, for one, would love to see you go in with a number count. I'd love to see you run the ball effectively, and I'd love to see you run the ball with frequency the next time on Sunday when you get your cleats on the grass.
Mark Schlereth and Mike Evans tomorrow morning at 6 on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.